Good morning, everyone. This is Monica McDearman at the VBA. Thank you for joining us this morning for our Bank Day Scholarship Program informational call. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday last week, and I can't believe it's already December. So I just want to start by doing a quick roll call. If you could just say your bank name, I think that might be easier than everyone giving their name and bank name. So if someone could start us off and just tell us which bank you're calling from.
Essex Bank.
American National Bank and Trust Company.
Great.
Oakview National Bank.
Bank of Southside, Virginia.
Okay, I got Oakview, First National Bank, and Bank of Southside, Virginia.
New People's Bank.
New People's Bank.
South Valley.
American National.
Valley and American National got that, and I got Essex Bank at the beginning. Wonderful. Okay, well, if you don't mind just muting your lines, I think that will help with any feedback, and I definitely will pause throughout the call and just ask if anyone has any questions. But yeah, if you can mute your lines, that would be great. I just wanted to start this morning by saying I am recording this call, so if there's anyone at your bank that is interested in the program or if you want to share this information with anyone, I will make the recording available on our VBA website. And if you go to our website and just search for Bank Day Scholarship Program, you'll get right to that page. So the link will be available later today so that you can share it with your team back at the bank. I wanted to start just by going over just some general background with the program. Many of the banks that are on the call, you all are longtime participants in the program, and we're so glad to have you back again for 2020. But as many of you know, back in 1991, the third Tuesday in March was named Bank Day across Virginia by the General Assembly. And basically, on this day, Virginia high school seniors are leaving the classrooms and visiting their local banks, learning about how banks support the community, careers in banking, and also their own financial well-being. It's a wonderful opportunity for them just to get out of the classroom and really experience, you know, what it's like, you know, to be part of our great industry across the state. So we're very thankful that this program has done so well over the past 9 years. And that really is, you know, thanks to you all for participating and hosting so many seniors. Like I said, this will be our ninth year since we revamped the program back in 2012. And since 2012, we've given out $163,000 in scholarships to like 78 high school seniors. So it's really great that we're able to do that. The Virginia Bankers Association Education Foundation, this is like our flagship program. And many of your banks support our foundation every year through our annual fund campaign. So again, we really can't do this without your bank support. Of those 78 winners since 2012, more than 60 of them have stayed in Virginia for their college experience. So that's really great that we've got so many kids staying in the state using the scholarship money towards in-state schools, which is wonderful. In 2012, we started the program. We had about 130 students that participated. Last year, we have grown the program tremendously. We had more than 550 students participate at 36 banks. So it really is growing every single year. In 2018, we had 450 students, so we grew 100 students in just last year alone. So I'm very curious what 2020 is going to bring. It's going to be a very busy March for us, for sure. Scholarship levels are going to stay the same for the 2020 program. So we'll give out 6 honorable mention scholarships of $1,000 apiece, 6 regional scholarships of $2,500 apiece, and then 1 statewide scholarship of an additional $5,000. So the statewide winner is actually going to receive $7,500 because they're also one of the regional winners. So grand total again this year is going to be $26,000 in college scholarships to 12 students. So I just wanted to kind of run through what planning a Bank Day program at your bank is going to look like. Bank Day is officially going to be held on March 17th this year. But please keep in mind that this program is very flexible as far as when your bank can actually host students. March 17th is like the official day that we will be celebrating Bank Day at the VBA. But if it works better for you all to host students earlier in March or later that week or later in March, that is perfectly fine. The essays this year are going to be due a little bit earlier. They're actually going to be due on April the 3rd. So just keep in mind that April the 3rd deadline when you're, you know, planning your bank day. Just make sure you give the students a few, you know, some days to, you know, get home, get back to school, work on their essay and get that submitted. But like I said, March day will officially be March 17th. The essays will be due on April the 3rd. So how the program works is the first step is for your bank to complete our bank interest form. That form does not commit you to hosting students. It just kind of gets you on my short list of banks that are interested in participating. Once banks complete the bank interest form, I will be sending out links to the resource website, and I'll talk about that website in just a few minutes. For those banks on the call that have already completed the interest form, I have all of your submissions, and thank you for that. And I'm actually going to be sending out the resource website later today. That is finally ready and ready for you all to dig through all the resources. So after you've completed the interest form and you get access to all of the resources, it's up to the banks to contact the local schools about hosting students. So if your bank is interested in talking to one school or 10 schools, that is completely up to you. But we leave it up to the banks to do all the outreach. And I'll talk about all the materials that we have available for you to make that outreach in just a few minutes. Next step would be for the schools to, you know, express interest and have students express interest. And the students actually register for the program through the VBA. So you'll be passing along the either online registration link or the paper registration form to the schools. The students will register that they are interested in participating. Once I receive those registrations, I'll be in pretty constant communication with you about which students have registered for your bank, and we'll start kind of growing the list of students that will be coming to your bank day programs. Once we get all of the registration lists good to go, you're actually going to host your students, obviously. You'll communicate with those students directly before your day and share all the details with them about when to be there, where to be there, you know, what they should wear, how long the day is, all those good things. The students are going to attend Bank Day, and then after Bank Day is over, that's when they'll write their essay about their experience, and they actually submit the essays to me, and we get those essays scored. Our emerging bank leaders are a huge help with serving as judges for that, and then we will announce the winners and the statewide winner, and then we do ask that bankers that have winners that were part of their program to attend the scholarship ceremonies at the high schools. So that's just a very quick overview of how the program actually works. I'll pause there. Are there any questions just about the basics of the program or any of the things that I just went over? Okay, perfect. So I'm going to just briefly go over some of the resources that we provide for your bank. Like I said before, once you complete the bank interest form, I will send you the link to the resource webpage. Everything is housed there, and you can download it all either as a PDF. A lot of it is available as like Microsoft Word or Microsoft PowerPoint, so that you can customize it to fit the needs of your bank, because we know that not every bank holds their bank day the same way as others. So the first thing that you'll see on that resource website is what we call the resource manual. And this is really all the things that you're going to need as far as thinking about your plans for the day. So there's just some basic bank day FAQs and do's and don'ts. All of the essay guidelines and criteria are on there as well. There's some schedule suggestions. There's PowerPoint templates. There's a PowerPoint available just as like a basic, our basic Bank Day PowerPoint. We also have the Careers in Banking PowerPoint, and there's another PowerPoint on there about understanding credit and managing student loans, because that is exactly what these high school seniors are dealing with in their day-to-day life. There's a student evaluation template. There's a gift bag and prizes sample list. I'm also working on getting a Jeopardy type game built for this year's program, and I'll be sure to let everyone know when that is ready. Because a lot of the feedback that we got last year from the students was they were looking for more interactive things to do. So that is a resource that we are planning to add for the 2020 program. The second thing that you'll see on the website is our school outreach manual. So this is where you're going to find all of the materials that you need when you're making the contact with the schools, the student registration information, a customizable outreach letter that you could very easily use as an email template. There's a calling script and FAQs in there as well. There's also a customizable fact sheet and some student participation flyers that you could send to like the guidance department to put in their big book of scholarship opportunities for the students. We also have a couple of new templates in that section for 2020. The first is a template student confirmation email. So when you're reaching out to the students like the week before bank day, it kind of breaks down all the things that you might want to tell them. And it's in a Word document, so you can customize it however you need. There's also a customizable student thank you email for after the program that reminds them about the essay and the essay requirements and the deadline, and also mentions about completing the survey that I'll actually send them after the program day. And then there's also a student photo release template included this year. All of the students will sign a general photo release when they register, but we found that a lot of the banks are also doing their own photo releases. So if that's something that your legal department would like done, there's a template one that can help get you started there this year. And then the third thing that you're going to find on the website is our press kit. So we've got customizable press releases both for before bank day and also after bank day. New for this year, I've also done a customizable media alert, so you can alert the media a couple weeks before you actually host the students in case you're interested in having media there the day of. There is just some media outreach suggestions there, and also a list of press opportunities, because with this program, you'll be included in our media outreach from the VBA to our statewide contacts. But we definitely encourage you all to, share the news with your local media contacts as well. And new this year, I'm also going to be working on some social media templates. In the press kit, you'll see that I've made the Bank Day seal available for you all to download in case you want to share that on your social media. We've found that a lot of the banks in recent years have found luck with getting student participation through social media. So that's there as well. And it would be fun to post the seal with a couple of your pictures like from previous years. So I'm going to be working on getting some social media ideas and added those to the press kit. Any questions on any of the resources that we have for you all? Okay. Next thing I just want to talk about are some of the deadlines for the 2020 program. Since Bank Day is officially going to be held on March 17th, I am going to close student registration on the week before, on March 10th. And that will just help kind of that last minute flood not be so close to when you're actually hosting students. So the student registration deadline will be on March 10th. Bank Day will be March 17th. Like I said earlier, the student essays are going to be due back to the VBA by April the 3rd. We're hoping to let the regional and honorable mention winners know by April 24th. That's a little bit earlier than previous years because we found that a lot of the schools are holding their senior award ceremonies really early in May, and we want to make sure that you have enough time to figure out which banker is able to attend those ceremonies. So we're hoping to let the winners know by April the 24th, and then our statewide winner, let them know by May the 4th. So those are our deadlines, excuse me, for the 2020 program. Last year, students who received scholarships shadowed at 9 different banks. So we were really happy to have so many banks represented across the state with winners. Great press opportunity. We always get a lot of press pickup with this program because it's just such a unique opportunity, and there's so many students that are participating. And with the scholarship component tied to it, it's a very unique opportunity. So I just wanted to just kind of talk through a couple of the, you know, barriers that we hear about every year, some of the struggles that our banks go through. And for those of you that have participated in the past, you might be able to relate to some of this. But I'm hoping that, you know, I can offer some tips and suggestions for anything that you might struggle with. I think my biggest piece of advice would be to start your planning early. I know it seems a little early to be thinking about this in December when it doesn't happen until March, but the earlier that you can reach out to the schools, really the better. Even though it is right before the holiday break, if you can make that initial point of contact before the schools go out on break, at least in January, you're actually in your second step of follow-up, because as many of you know, it does take a couple of times to get the schools sometimes to respond to you about this opportunity. So I definitely would start your outreach early. Try shoot for this month if you can. It's also a good idea to start the conversations within your bank early so that you have an idea of, you know, how many branches are going to host students, what it's going to look like if you are hosting students at multiple branches, and figuring out, you know, who the bankers are within your organization that are really interested in participating in this program, because it definitely is not a, you know, it's hard with just one person trying to organize all of this. Another barrier that we sometimes run into is that students don't realize that they actually have to register to participate. Sometimes I'll get kind of panicked emails and phone calls like the night before bank day saying, you know, my son or daughter hasn't heard from a bank yet, and the student never actually registered. So that's why it's very important to send the registration link to the school, send the paper copy, but also make sure that you're checking the emails that I'm sending you throughout like February and early March, and comparing your registration lists that I'm sending you to what you've actually heard from the schools, and make sure that the students are matching up. Because if they're not registered with the VBA, they're not eligible to receive the scholarship money. A lot of times I will get contacts from teachers and parents, you know, just about this program in general, because they're like Googling scholarship opportunities and they come across our program. So just, you know, like I said before, look out for emails from me or phone calls, because a lot of times I'm trying to play matchmaker and figure out, you know, if a student is calling me from a certain high school, which banks in that area are actually hosting students, and hopefully I can make those connections for them. It's also a good idea in any communication that you send the students to ask them to respond to you to confirm that they've actually received the communication. A lot of high school kids are not used to email and checking their email regularly. So, you know, definitely make sure that you ask them to confirm that they've received the communication from you. And if you don't hear from them, you know, definitely pick up the phone and give them a call and just make sure that they have the information that they need, because it's very hectic on that morning of bank day when I'm getting calls from parents and teachers and students and they don't know where to go, and I'm trying to, you know, figure it out for all the banks in Virginia. So definitely make sure you ask for that confirmation from them. Any questions so far? Okay. Last thing that I was just going to mention is that, like I said before, we will be doing a lot of promotion from our side with this program. We do a lot of social media marketing with it. We do our media alerts and press releases with our you know, media contacts. But like I said before, we definitely encourage you all to, you know, reach out to your local media and press and, you know, invite them into your bank. If your bank is interested in having, you know, a legislator attend so that they can see the wonderful things that banks are doing in the community, definitely let me know that, because I can work with our team here and try to make that happen for you. Definitely no guarantees, but we will do our best. Because they're always looking for real life examples of the great things that we are always telling them about that banks are doing in the community. So that's always something that we are very willing to try to make happen for you all. This year, we are really looking to encourage participation in a couple parts of the state that have surprisingly been a little low as far as student numbers go. So if you have, if your footprint includes the area of like Charlottesville and Albemarle, that is surprisingly a part of the state that we don't have a lot of participation. So if your bank is looking to grow your program and that's a spot where you can do it, that would be a wonderful place to start. Fredericksburg is another kind of surprisingly very low student participation area. And also the part of the state like south of Petersburg. So if any of that is, you know, places where your bank is visible and like willing to, you know, host more students in those areas, you would definitely have a good pool of students to choose from, because those are three parts of the state that we're looking to grow participation. That's all I have for this morning. So does anyone have any comments or questions or anything that any ideas you want to share with the bigger group? Okay, well, I really appreciate everyone being on the call this morning. Like I said, I'll make the recording available on our website. If you are on the call for the EBL steering committee that starts at 9:30, if you'll just hang on the line and we'll get started right around 9:30 with that call. But for everyone else, I hope you have a great week, and please reach out if you have any questions.
Thanks, Monica.